I'll start again. The regular city council meeting of April 23rd, 2020 will now come to order. And for the record, some elected officials, most of the elected officials, are participating via audio and video conferencing. And council member John Whidden is attending in person at a more than 6 feet away from everyone else. The meeting is broadcast on KMXT 100.1 FM. We thank them for that. And for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this regular meeting in compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. For those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available online at the City of Kodiak website. And we will now begin with the clerk. Please call the roll.
Ms. Arboleda.
Present.
Mr. Bishop.
Present.
Mr. Davidson.
Present.
Mr. Haynes.
Present.
Mr. Walker. Mr. Whidden.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Walker may be joining us. We do expect him. So we have Major Dave Davis. Is he online? Major Dave, are you there? Well, if not, let's stand for an invocation that will be a matter of silence, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, if we could do the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a flag over here. Everybody can see. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have before us the minutes of April 9th, 2020, regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whidden?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the April 9th, 2020 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Whidden.
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. So the first item we have under persons to be heard is for public comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If there's anyone who would like to address the council at this time, please call 486-7599. And due to the slight delay in broadcasting the meeting, I will pause and allow some time for public members to call in. Anyone wanting to make public comment at this time? No phone calls? All right. We also have that at the end of the meeting. So we'll go right into unfinished business. And the first item under unfinished business is the second reading and public hearing on ordinance number 1396, authorizing a 5-year lease on certain real property at Pier 2 to Matson Navigation of Alaska, LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Matson Navigation of Alaska, LLC, formerly Horizon Lines, has leased warehouse space at Pier 2 since 2010. On February 15, 2020, Matson Navigation of Alaska submitted an application for renewal of lease at the Pier 2 warehouse, office space, and adjacent parking spaces. The request is for a 5-year lease. In 2013, an appraisal of the Pier 2 warehouse in Upland was conducted. The proposed monthly rate of $10,092 per month is consistent with the appraiser's recommended rates and fair market value. Matson has agreed to renew their lease at the current rate plus a 2.5% increase on July 1st of each year of the contract. The lease benefits Matson and the Harbor Department and also provides revenue to the city. The city manager recommends council approve the lease as negotiated with Matson for a 5-year term commencing on March 1st, 2020, and ending June 30, 2025.
Thank you, Josie. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1396.
Second.
Okay, on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on ordinance number 1396. Comments are limited to 3 minutes and to this particular ordinance. If anyone wants to speak on this ordinance, you can call in at 486-7599. Anyone wanting to speak to ordinance number 1396? We'll do our pause here. All right, there not being any testimony, I will now close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. Is there any council discussion at this time? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, and the first item under new business is resolution number 2020-11, accepting a State of Alaska Code Blue grant from Southern Region EMS Council for acquisition of Aeroclave RDS-3110 decontamination system for emergency medical services vehicles. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. This resolution is accepting a State Code Blue grant for purchasing a decontamination system for emergency medical service vehicles for a total cost of $17,342, of which the City of Kodiak is responsible for a local 10% match of $1,734. The acquisition of the system will provide a comprehensive and cost-effective solution to decontaminate EMS vehicles. Adding this to our already robust cleaning procedures will enhance the department's safety and will reduce risk to staff and patients of exposure to bacteria and viruses. The award of this grant is beneficial to the city and the fire department. It allows Southern Region EMS to cover the majority of the cost to purchase the system. The city's 10% contribution is easily covered under the fire department's existing equipment budget. The city manager would like to thank Chief Mulliken and his staff for securing the funding and recommends council adopt resolution number 2020-11 to accept the Code Blue grant.
Thank you, Josie. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-11.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is the authorization of purchase for emergency shelter bedding in the amount of $62,410.50 from W.W. Granger Incorporated. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On September 20th, 2019, the city received notification from the State of Alaska Homeland Security Grant Award of $62,500 toward the purchase of emergency shelter bedding for 400 cots. Due to the current COVID-19 situation and its effect on nationwide stocks of emergency bedding, it will take time for the distributor and manufacturer to meet nationwide demand. The fire chief received procurement method approval from the State of Alaska on March 24, 2020. The city manager requests the authorization of the shelter bedding purchase to W.W. Granger, Inc. in the amount of $62,410.50 at this time.
Thank you, Josie. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the purchase for emergency shelter bedding in the amount of $62,410.50 from W.W. Granger Incorporated, with funds coming from the General Capital Projects Fund, project number 4061, emergency shelter bedding, machinery and equipment greater than $5,000 account, and authorize the city manager to execute documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Mr. Davidson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just wondering, Josie, did you say 400 beds? I thought that's what you said, because the order shows 345. That's a, I don't know if that was a mistake, or I thought you said 400 beds.
346.
Right. That could be a typo. I can double check and get back to council.
Yeah, I just wanted to
bring the grant amount, or I mean the payment amount.
Correct.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. For the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, the third item under new business is authorization of bid awards of Federal Signal Corporation for the Outdoor Warning Siren System Replacement Project number 20-03/4059. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The request for proposals for the Kodiak Outdoor Warning Siren System Replacement Project was advertised on February 18, 2020, with an extended submission deadline to April 10. The City of Kodiak received three proposals, and on April 14th, a review team consisting of city and borough staff met to evaluate and score proposals. Federal Signal Corporation was identified with the highest score and best value at $567,206.02. The city's current sirens are beyond their recognized lifespan of 20 years and are beginning to fail. A new outdoor warning system that reaches the majority of Kodiak residents will provide capabilities to immediately notify residents of potential hazards and also the ability to broadcast voice messages if necessary. Updating the system will ensure the community has a reliable warning system for years to come. Funding sources include grants totaling $381,000, and the cost for the city's contribution to the project is $186,333. Federal Signal Corporation has worked with 19 Alaska communities and two Alaska military bases where they have installed outdoor warning systems. This includes small rural communities with similar logistical challenges as Kodiak. Their proposal guarantees a 5-year warranty on the sirens, and the cost value is superior over the other proposals received and scored. The city manager would like to thank staff, especially Fire Chief Mulliken and Police Chief Putney, for coordinating this project that will benefit the entire community. The manager recommends authorization of the award for the Kodiak Outdoor Warning Siren System to Federal Signal Corporation.
Thank you, Josie. What's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the award for the Kodiak Outdoor Warning Siren System purchase, replacement, and installation to Federal Signal Corporation in the amount of $186,332.90, with funds coming from the FY 2020 General Fund, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Can I just get clarification on the motion? Is for only $186,332.90. But the actual bid award is for $567,000. So I sort of understood that we would have awarded for the entire amount. Just looking for clarification,
I think,
on that.
Yeah, the award, what we're showing here is the city cost.
Yeah, this is the city's contribution. The grants from the other awards have been accepted by the council to be spent for this purpose, both the NOAA award and the State Homeland Security.
Go ahead, John.
If I follow up, yeah, correct. But the motion, though, is to authorize the award of for a contract, as I understand, it says the purchase to these folks. So I would have assumed it should have been for the amount of the contract, regardless of where the funds came from.
We'll turn to Madam Clerk for clarification on that. Nova, did you hear the question?
Mm-hmm. So the total bid.
Because we're awarding the contract to
the
Federal
amount,
Signal for $567,000, but the motion is only for $186,000. So unless we've already authorized, we actually haven't authorized them for that money because we've mm-hmm.
This is the first time.
So
yeah.
My suggestion would be we just need to
amend
the motion to the correct amount.
Okay, would you like to
make an amendment to that amount?
Make an amendment to the motion.
Can we do that? Yes, mm-hmm. Mr. Whitten, go ahead. It's a good catch.
Okay. I'd like to amend the motion as written to change the amount to $567,206.02, which reflects the actual cost of the contract.
Second.
Do we need to add in there the city cost or just award the contract?
Award the contract.
Okay.
I think that's the appropriate
okay.
amount.
Is there,
right there.
Yeah. Everyone understand that? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And discussion? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitten, for catching that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Okay. And this is for the amendment. Mr. Whitten?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
So do we need to go to the full motion for this city amount now?
Yes,
so I should have asked for the discussion, Mr. Hand. Yes, I see you shaking mm-hmm. your head. So that was the amendment, and now we will go to the vote on the full amount for the city. Okay?
Okay. Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whitten?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, good. Great news. And the fourth item under new business is the approval of a settlement agreement regarding the lease termination between the City of Kodiak and Ocean Beauty. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The City of Kodiak entered into a lease agreement with Ocean Beauty on November 1st, 2006 for a parcel of real property consisting of approximately 5 acres, which included a crabfish processing plant, compressor equipment building, a dock with docking space, 3 hydraulic cranes, a second dock with docking space, and an ice house with 2 ice makers. The lease was terminated by the city effective March 1, 2018. When Ocean Beauty vacated the property, the city contended default of Section 8, care of property of the lease. Since 2018, Ocean Beauty Seafoods and the city manager and their respective attorneys have worked toward a settlement and release agreement, which is presented to you for consideration tonight. Per the settlement agreement, Ocean Beauty will pay the City of Kodiak $100,000 to be deposited between the City Enhancement Fund, 50%, and City General Fund, 50%, per city code. The city manager believes it is in the city's best interest to reach a mutually agreeable resolution and recommends the council approve the settlement payment agreement.
Thank you, Josie. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to accept the release agreement between the City of Kodiak and Ocean Beauty Seafoods Incorporated and accept the settlement payment of $100,000 to be deposited between the City Enhancement Fund, 50%, and the City General Fund, 50%, per City Code 3.28.206B, and authorize the city manager to execute the necessary documents for the city.
For a second? Okay, any council discussion? Mr. Whidden?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to mention that I appreciate the city manager's work on this, the diligence of the city manager to get this finished. And also just wanted to mention for Ocean Beauty Seafoods, just acknowledge that they're a valued member of our seafood industry and a really good corporate citizen. So I'm glad that we were able to negotiate this and get this finalized, because now we can move on to, I think, some promising potential at Gibson Cove, and look forward to the next chapter and the potential there to realize that potential at Gibson Cove. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I just want to agree with everything that Councilmember Whidden just said, and that even though it could have been a very contentious issue, Ocean Beauty and the city had went, it was a friendly negotiation, and we very much appreciate the way that they were a good neighbor and a good citizen as a good member of our business community.
Any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Whidden.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. So now we will go to staff reports, and first is the city manager's report. Josie?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Two things tonight. The Pillar Mountain Service Road remains closed due to snow conditions at the top and a slippery surface on the way up. We will continue to monitor conditions prior to opening. And then secondly, for businesses that are planning to reopen in Kodiak, if you have any questions, please contact the Public Information Officer at 486-8970 or PIO@city.kodiak.ak.us. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. Any questions of our Deputy City Manager? Okay, we'll go to the clerk's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The next council work session is scheduled on May 12th at 7:30 p.m., and the next regular meeting is scheduled on May 14th at 7:30 p.m. Both of these meetings will be broadcasted over KMXD. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Nova. Any questions of the clerk? Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments. And I'd like to wish Kelly Mays the best as she goes on to new endeavors. She has been one of the smartest financial persons that I know of, and had answers before we even asked them. So we wish you the best, Kelly, and really thank you for your really detailed and high caliber work for the city. I'd like the just say that I'm very grateful for our leadership at the city, with administration, the clerk's office, and all of our city employees, and they're really working very hard, not just doing their day job, but guiding us with the Emergency Service Council, the Emergency Operations Council, and making sure that we've been very proactive. So I'm very grateful for that, and thank you all. Also very grateful that the grants that the council approved tonight really shows the staff taking initiative. I'm delighted we're getting new sirens and replacing the more than 20 years, isn't it, old those sirens? Anyway, it's great news. And again, with the amount the city is paying and the grants that have come in, it's wonderful. So just a reminder is that we still have more than a hunker down mandate locally and shelter in place, even though businesses are opening at with their own mandates and approval. So be sure to continue social distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask when you're in public, and lots to do at your home, and spring cleaning and gardening and all kinds of things that are diversions from thinking about the situation we're in. Okay, on that note, I will go to council comments. I'm going to begin with Mr. Haynes tonight, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I don't have a heck of a lot to say, just that I know that it's pretty tough to be separated from everyone you're used to seeing every day. And if you haven't heard from someone in a while, you know, I just encourage folks to pick up the phone and call them. You know, sometimes people sit around at home and a phone call from someone that they haven't heard from a long time really, really makes your day and can really improve your attitude. And also, we live in one of the few places where you can get outside and still socially distance. And I sure encourage folks to do that, too. And as my understanding that tomorrow morning we're having the KMXT is putting on the lowdown show with different people coming in and giving us information that has to do with the COVID crisis that's going on now. And it's my understanding there's going to be an announcement tomorrow morning that folks might want to listen to, and that's at 9 a.m. And the guests that we're going to be on tomorrow will be on Monday, and it's going to be Nils Andreessen and Shirley Marquardt from the Alaska Municipal League and the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference, kind of talking about what communities can expect from the state and with the new funding that's coming. So I would just encourage folks to listen to that in the morning at 9 o'clock on KMXT. There's a lot of good information there.
Thank you for that promo, Mr. Haynes. Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, everybody. Just a few things for me this evening. I am really excited that some bans are lifting for some businesses so that they can reopen and start back up and, you know, get ready for the spring and the summer and just get their business running along. However, I do agree with the mayor. Still urge people to take precautionary measures. Wash your hands. Don't cough and sneeze, you know, out and open. Make sure you do cover yourself when you do so, and stay your 6 feet away and respect people who are really trying to do that as well. You don't know who they may be infecting, and so you want to make sure that we're still respecting everyone's space, despite, you know, bans lifting. Yesterday was Earth Day, and I did see some families going out and about and doing their own cleanup, and I really appreciate that of our community. I thought that was really awesome to see. So great job to those who did that. That's greatly appreciated. I thought I had one more, but I guess I don't. So I'll just end with that, and I hope everyone has a good evening.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, we watched a great movie over the weekend. Some of you might have seen it. It was called The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. So it got me thinking that maybe I needed to go downstairs to my crawl space and start to tunnel out to the street because I've been in the house for so long. But then I realized I had to pass the front door to get to the crawl space, so I just changed my mind. Nevertheless, I just wanted to mention with the businesses reopening tomorrow with the governor's mandate, which has been somewhat fluid, changes it. But I think as being part of the economic task force, you know, we've been working really diligently to come up with a reopening plan that was actually changed, you know, by the governor's mandate, but we can adapt to that. But I really want to point out to any businesses that might be listening, it's really, really important that there's a mitigation plan that needs to be filled out before businesses reopen, and or at least be filled out as soon as possible and then submitted to the EOC. And that mitigation plan does several things. It gives you a roadmap to setting up your business establishment, whether it's a business that has retail customers or whether it's an office, but it gives you guidelines to create a very healthy, safe environment, not just for your employees, but also for customers. And there's a lot of guidelines in that. So really encourage you to, if it's on the city website, it's on the borough website, it's also on the Economic Task Force website, which is Kodiak Economic Task Force. com. And on that same website, there's just a tremendous amount of information on how to work through this process. There's lots of different constraints for different types of businesses, so please be aware of those. I just wanted to point out too that, you know, we've been working very hard in the Economic Task Force, but I really wanted to single out a couple people between Sarah Phillips and Amy Williams who work really, really hard. I've been really impressed with them, work really, really hard for the business community, and they are there as a resource. So if businesses have questions, need to know how to fill out this form or what some of the constraints might be, please call them out of the Chamber or Discover Kodiak, and they can answer your question or they can point you to the right resource. So I'd really encourage you to do that. So it's a sort of a rolling, gradual reopening. It's not a full 100%, but but we want to get Kodiak businesses up and started and running again, and this is the first step. So we look forward to the challenges ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would just like to really thank the community for all of their due diligence and making Kodiak the place of what it is. It's a wonderful, great place to be, and you know, to see community organizations, different entities trying to brighten up people's days, doing special things for people who have had to kind of sacrifice, as we've all had to sacrifice something. So I'm just wanted to show some gratitude to the people in the community that we live in. Kelly, we're going to miss your detailed work. It's amazing how you're able to retain all that information. As Madam Mayor said, before we even asked the question, you have the answer. So farewell to you, and God bless on your future endeavors. And just to mention that Congress just passed the expansion, you know, for small business loan funding, you know, for the shutdown. So whoever's out there that got discouraged to process, because it is a kind of a meticulous process, hang in there, keep trying, keep fighting the fight, and that's all we could do to survive. And with that, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Mr. Davidson.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, first of all, I want to thank staff for all the grants that they've gotten. I'm extremely pleased about the getting our new sirens off of the ground, and we'll be on fully operation supposedly by October. And of course, a deep and sincere farewell to Ms. Kelly. I wish you all the best in the world. You've done wonderful things for us in the financial department. And it's, if the citizens only knew how well you worked, I'm just very pleased with what you've done for our city. I also want to say how ironic it is that our near island is supplying resources, fill material to Woman's Bay, where we're going to have going to be in competition with our dock on Pier 3. And I just want to enlighten the citizens to know how ironic it is that here we are giving one of our resources, or at least selling it, to fill in a place where a lot of people go for subsistence fishing, and where there was some really, I'll say, I don't know how to state it, but the way that property was secured from the Coast Guard, I just hope that things work out as planned. And in ending, I just wish, I want to encourage everyone to wear your mask and be safe and care about your neighbor and your loved ones. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. So the final item on our agenda this evening is for audience comments. If you would like to address the council, you can call in at 486-7599, and you can identify yourself and have 3 minutes to address the council. And we will pause a little bit here because there's a slight delay in the broadcasting to see if we have any public comments at this time. Okay, there being no comments, I would look for a motion to adjourn, please. Mr. Davidson?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. I wish to I move to close this meeting.
Adjourn?
Second.
Adjourn.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
All right, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Be safe. Wear your mask.